This is Agriculture Today.
The White House reviewing an EPA proposal that would require large oil refineries to cover roughly half of the 1.1 billion gallons of renewable fuel obligations waived last month for small refiners. It's according to a report from Reuters. Now, the plan, still under review, would apply to years 2023 and beyond, could result in about 550 million gallons of lost demand for biofuels. Compromise approach could increase the supply of renewable fuel credits, or RINs, pressuring their value while falling short of the full reallocation that farm groups have demanded. Renewable fuel standard requires refiners to blend billions of gallons of biofuels every year or purchase those RINs. Now, while small refineries can claim waivers for financial hardship, EPA recently cleared a backlog of more than 170 exemption requests dating back to 2016. It fueled a renewed fight between farm state lawmakers and oil interests. Biofuel producers warn that failing to restore all of the waived gallons will undermine ethanol and biodiesel demand. But oil refiners argue that shifting the entire burden would increase fuel cost. Well, the Bureau of Land Management has begun the process of rescinding the Biden era public lands rule. It's a move praised by ranchers and farm groups who've long argued the regulation threatened grazing rights and rural livelihoods. Finalized in 2024, rural elevated conservation leases and restoration activities to the same legal standing as grazing, energy, mining, and timber under the Federal Land Policy and Management Act. National Cattlemen's Beef Association and Public Lands Council joining the American Farm Bureau and other groups suing BLM in 2024. They claimed the rule violated the multiple use mandate and could push cattle off public lands. Interior officials now say the repeal will restore balance, reduce regulatory uncertainty, and return focus to multiple use management. Well, farm income and credit conditions worsened across the Midwest and Plains in the second quarter of 2025. That's according to Federal Reserve surveys. Crop producers in the Minneapolis and St. Louis districts faced the sharpest financial stress as row crop prices stayed below break-even levels, while stronger cattle markets in the Kansas City district offered some offsetting support. Now, lenders reported weaker repayment rates, with as many as half of banks in that St. Louis district seeing more late loans than a year ago. Non-real estate loan demand rose sharply in Minneapolis as working capital eroded. Interest rates on both operating and real estate loans remained at least 160 basis points above the 15-year average. Well, USDA extending the comment period on its reorganization plan until the end of the month. It doubles the original 30-day window. Proposal would move about 2,600 Washington area employees to five regional hubs in Raleigh, Kansas City, Indianapolis, Fort Collins, and Salt Lake City, leaving no more than 2,000 staff in the capital. USDA officials say the move could save $4 billion by vacating costly federal buildings and reducing deferred maintenance while placing more employees closer to rural communities they serve. It's Agriculture Today.
If you're going to succeed, you need cotton that's strong enough to perform around here where you grow. That's why Delta Pine cotton varieties are bred to meet the needs of your neck of the woods and are rigorously evaluated by local growers for maximum performance potential and consistency year after year. Strong cotton performance starts round here with locally tested Delta Pine cotton. Learn more at DeltaPine.com. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
You are right in the heat of the season. With field maintenance, planting, fertilizing, and spraying, you don't have time for equipment breakdowns. Let Wiley Implement and Spray Center, your Case IH dealer, be your partner in keeping your equipment running at peak performance. Our factory-trained technicians support you with in-field service and genuine Case IH parts. Wiley has 13 locations across Texas and Oklahoma. Visit us online at WileySprayers.com.
I'm Scott Wiley. We'll try hard to earn your business, but even harder to keep it. That's it. That's all.
You're listening to Agriculture Today.
And there may not be a higher calling or bigger priority than saving America through bringing health back to our men, women, and especially our children.
Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins, earlier in the week at a Make America Healthy Again Commission event on Making Our Children Healthy Again strategy.
It has been an absolute pleasure working with Secretary Kennedy and Administrator Zeldin's teams, along with so many other staff that are here. Our Chief of Staff, Kaylee Buller, is here, and so many of our USDA team that have worked so hard to get to this day alongside the White House teams and with Vince's great leadership and the teams over there. It's a pretty remarkable and historical collaboration. At USDA, we have been honored to be at the table to represent America's farmers and ranchers and rural communities, and to discuss how the agricultural community can work together with the health and the medical community to improve the well-being of our kids and our families. Without President Trump's leadership, we would not have achieved the real and concrete success that we've already seen in making America healthy again. And today's report makes it clear that we really are just getting started. We are at a point where we must do something to correct the chronic health problems that Bobby so eloquently outlined and has done so for some time. When over 75% of America's youth between 17 and 24 years old are ineligible for military service because of obesity, poor physical fitness, or mental health challenges, you have not only a health epidemic on your hands, you have a national security epidemic on your hands. Over 350,000 American children have been diagnosed with diabetes. As Maha moms, I consider myself one with four children, teenagers, as one of those Maha moms across the entire country know, behind all of these statistics are mothers and fathers and sons and daughters and neighbors and coworkers. Since my confirmation as Secretary of Agriculture, we have been taking action on this front. As Secretary Kennedy mentioned, 12 states have now been approved historically to implement waivers to restrict the purchase of junk food and sweetened beverages within our food stamp program called our Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, also known as food stamps. More have expressed interest, and I continue to call on all states. This was within the first hour of being confirmed and sworn in. We sent letters to every governor in America saying, send us your ideas. We have an epidemic on our hands. And all states, blue and red, to innovate and put the nutrition back in the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. We've also been working very closely, and I have to give great credit to Bobby Kennedy. Whenever we have an amazing ag producer, like most recently our dairy processors, who will voluntarily stand up and say, even though it's probably not great for our bottom line, we are in on making America healthy again, and we will begin to remove artificial colors from all products sold to K-12 schools for this school year. Some of America's largest and best known consumer brands have voluntarily committed and have begun removing petroleum food dyes from their products. This remarkable list includes Tyson Foods, PepsiCo, Smucker, Kraft Heinz, General Mills, Conagra, Nestle, and Hershey.
This is Agriculture Today.
This has been Scott, Scott Land Company in Dimmitt, Texas. We have literally sold thousands of acres of grassland in Texas, New Mexico, Colorado, and Oklahoma. Our inventory on ranches is as low as it has been in years. We really need listings on ranches of all sizes. Look at our website, scottlandcompany.com. Give us a call at 800-933-9698.
Manage your risk and take advantage of opportunities with StoneX. Utilizing StoneX's global presence to provide the best in market intelligence, a vast portfolio of risk management and marketing products, and a team of brokers who specialize in working with those in agriculture, StoneX provides the resources you need to make the best possible decisions. Learn more about the StoneX Advantage. Call Donna Hughes at 214-613-1688. There's substantial risk to futures and options trading. Not all products are suitable for all producers.
Ag News Now. Agriculture Today.
You know, rural healthcare needs agriculture, and agriculture needs rural healthcare.
Representative Tracy Mann from the 1st District of Kansas. He's a member of the House Ag Committee.
They certainly go hand in hand. I introduced three pieces of legislation yesterday to help strengthen rural health clinics. You know, these are very important. My big thing is let's make sure that your zip code does not determine the quality of care that you're able to get. And so access to health care all over the state, but certainly in our rural community, something I'm passionate about. And that's why I introduced these pieces of legislation yesterday.
Talks about legislation he's introduced for rural health clinics.
Yeah, so rural health clinics program established in 1977, been around for a long time. We're working to expand the usage, the number of clinics by decreasing regulations and also changing what is considered rural. So this would deem a rural health clinic to be able to exist in a community less than 50,000. Right now that threshold's 5,000 people, but it'd be less than 50,000. Right now we have around 6 or 8 in the big first district, around 10 in Kansas. But this is common sense change in the law that would allow more rural health clinics to exist, not just in Kansas, but around the country, specifically in farm country. And that would be more access to health care, and that would be a good thing.
Another challenge can be finding health care workers to move to rural areas.
It's challenging. A lot of our communities around the Big First are doing pretty well with that, which is great. We do need more nurses. We always need more providers. My second piece of legislation I introduced yesterday would lower the regulations for our physician's assistants, our PAs, and our nurses that are wanting to practice in a rural health clinic, basically saying that the federal rules and regulations would defer to whatever that individual state is, so that that way they have just one set of hoops and not two sets of hoops to jump through. Common sense reduction of regulation to make it easier to recruit and maintain the proper staffing levels at our rural health clinics.
He also notes the bipartisan nature of the legislation.
The co-lead was Democrat member of Congress from Hawaii. And you'd ask yourself, what does the Republican from Kansas and, you know, a Democrat from Hawaii have in common? You know, very different parts of the country. The answer is, you know, we both care about rural health care greatly. So the third piece of legislation would make behavioral health qualified or be able to be covered by a rural health clinic. Behavioral health, think substance abuse, think mental health. You know, these are, very important services. Unfortunately, the need for them is increasing. So let's make sure that our rural health clinics are able to meet those needs in communities, our rural communities as well.
And what else is on tap for the remainder of 2025? Mann says,
well, you know, really glad that we got the working families tax cut passed, that bill earlier this summer. A lot of things in that for agriculture, strengthening crop insurance, market access programs. Really important that we get that implemented properly. And then in addition to that, there'll be we need to get Farm Bill 2.0 finished, some things to wrap up there. And then there'll be government funding and a host of other issues to tackle as well as we hit into the end of this year.
Represents the 1st District of Kansas, a member of the House Ag Committee, Tracy Mann. It's Agriculture Today.
Purple Wave Auction remains the trusted leader in online equipment auctions. What makes the difference is you. You are part of our growing global community that continues to trust Purple Wave with the equipment that builds and feeds America. This trust placed in us by our community, from construction to ag producers and fleet drivers, brings great equipment opportunities to their next owners. Join the Purple Wave community today. PurpleWave.com.
You hear that? That's the sound of forever. Because there's nowhere else you'd rather spend forever than on land like this. Tending a herd, growing crops, raising a family. At Capital Farm Credit, we thrive at helping the next generation of farmers and ranchers like yourself by providing advice, products, and opportunities to help you build a life on the land you love most. To learn more, visit CapitalFarmCredit.com. Capital Farm Credit. Together, we're better.
This is Agriculture Today.
We are thrilled for this day because we share a common desire to build a healthier future for our children and our society. Nothing is more important than the health of our children, and we therefore recognize that we cannot accept the disastrous trends toward increasing childhood obesity, diabetes, neurodevelopmental disorders, and other indicators of poor childhood health.
Vince Haley, director of the White House Domestic Policy Council on the Make America Healthy Again Commission's strategy.
On February 13, 2025, President Trump signed Executive Order 14212, establishing the Make America Healthy Again Commission to address this rising crisis of chronic childhood disease. This commission has produced two reports. The first report was an assessment in May of the scope of the crisis. And today we issue the second report, the Make Our Children Healthy Again strategy. Today's report outlines a bold framework to improve children's health through 128 targeted directives and strategies. This report is the result of a thorough and robust policy process that relied heavily on the input and expertise of families, farmers, doctors, industry leaders, and innovators. Our commission team met with over 120 groups at the White House, engaged MAHA moms directly, and received countless recommendations from industry and advocates that were thoughtfully considered. We also took an unprecedented approach to transparency throughout the entire development of the strategy. This strategy aims to create systemic change to protect and promote children health through four key pillars. One, driving innovation through research. Two, policies to realign incentives and systems. Three, increase public awareness and knowledge. And fourth, private sector collaboration. These four pillars are designed to address root causes and deliver transformative health outcomes for American children.
How does ag fit in? Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins.
Three things. First, that the EPA is arguably the most rigorous, the most data-backed, the most scientifically deep review process in the world. And to approve any product that is used by our farmers, it will have gone through years upon years upon years of research. That's the first thing. The second thing is it a perfect process? Arguably, there is no perfect process, but it is a strong process that our farmers stand by, and a crop protection tool such as pesticides is absolutely essential for America not to compromise our food supply system at this point. That's the second thing. The third thing, and already mentioned, though, is with new technology, it is incredible with the deployment of AI across this great nation and specific to agriculture. You can send a drone across a field of corn, and that drone can tell you down to a stalk of corn where a particular bug is that needs to be eradicated. It will completely change the game as we're moving forward on what our crop protection tools look like, on how we continue to produce the safest, most abundant, the best food in the world, and how we do it to ensure that our original workers, the fabric of our country, which is our farmers and is our ranchers, continue to be able to do what they do best, which is to feed and fuel the country.
It's Agriculture Today.
Let's talk about supply chains. Each year, Cotton Incorporated's global supply chain marketing team has hundreds of meetings with brands and retailers in all corners of the globe. They're working to find innovative ways to replace synthetic fabrics with natural, sustainable cotton to expand your customer base and drive more demand. You grow the cotton. The Cotton Research and Promotion Program helps grow the value. Learn more at cottonboard.org.
If you're going to succeed, you need cotton that's strong enough to perform around here where you grow. That's why Delta Pine cotton varieties are bred to meet the needs of your neck of the woods and are rigorously evaluated by local growers for maximum performance potential and consistency year after year. Strong cotton performance starts around here with locally tested Delta Pine cotton. Learn more at DeltaPine.com. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
You're listening to Agriculture Today.
We are the National Trade Association that represents ag retailers, distributors, suppliers, folks that provide crop inputs to growers, everything from pesticide and fertilizer to agronomy services and equipment and everything under the sun that you need to grow a crop. So we are their voice in Washington, D.C. and throughout the country and exist to protect their freedom and license to operate.
Hunter Carpenter is the Senior Director of Public Policy with the Ag Retailers Association. Talks about critical minerals.
Yeah, so the U.S. Geological Survey at the Department of Interior is tasked with putting together a critical minerals list under the Energy Act. And so every couple years, they look at that list and see what needs to be added. Earlier this year, just last month, as a matter of fact, they put out a draft of the 2025 list, and a whole myriad of different elements were added to that draft list, including potash, which is one of the building blocks of fertilizer used in American agriculture and throughout the world. They did not include phosphate. So it's been on our radar for a number of years now to have them include both potash and phosphate on the critical minerals list. We want to thank the administration for adding potash. It's certainly critical, no pun intended, for American agriculture, but we also would like them to add phosphate as well. So that's where we are right now. There is an open public comment period open right now, and we will be working with our members to craft comments, and we'll be posting those before the deadline later this month.
How do critical minerals affect ag?
So when you talk about the building blocks of fertilizers for ag production, it's N, P, and K, nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium. And so you already have potassium listed there under potash, but we're talking about those phosphoric fertilizers, MAP and DAP, that growers use that makes it essential for production in this country. I'll also say that it's a key ingredient in glyphosate, which is the most widely used herbicide on the market. It's used on over 190 million acres, covering 80% of corn, 92% of soybeans. Obviously, also affects wheat and cotton and sugar beets and other crops. So we're not just talking about the fertilizer industry. We're talking about the pesticide and crop protection industry as well. And phosphate keeps yields high and costs manageable, helping farmers stay in business, holding down food inflation. So there is even a consumer value, we think, to adding phosphate to the critical minerals list.
What about the current state of the industry?
The ag economy, sort of cyclical in nature, goes through some ebbs and flows, and we are currently in a catastrophic, there's really not another word to be used here, in our ag economy right now, prices being low and what they are. So in the phosphate market, inputs and imports are dominated by China, Russia, Morocco. U.S. production is pretty much concentrated within Florida and North Carolina and other hurricane-prone areas. So there are some supply chain risks here with what's going on around the globe. There is data out there that $2 billion annually in pesticide ingredients are sourced from China. Not only is our fertilizer industry hugely impacted by this, our pesticide industry will be as well. And it touches every point of American agriculture.
It's Agriculture Today.
You are right in the heat of the season. With field maintenance, planting, fertilizing, and spraying, you don't have time for equipment breakdowns. Let Wiley Implement and Spray Center, your Case IH dealer, be your partner in keeping your equipment running at peak performance. Our factory-trained technicians support you with in-field service and genuine Case IH parts. Wiley has 13 locations across Texas and Oklahoma. Visit us online at WileySprayers.com.
I'm Scott Wiley. We'll try hard to earn your business, but even harder to keep it. That's it. That's all.
This has been Scott Land Company in Dimmitt, Texas. We have literally sold thousands of acres of grassland in Texas, New Mexico, Colorado, and Oklahoma. Our inventory on ranches is as low as it has been in years. We really need listings on ranches of all sizes. Look at our website, scottlandcompany.com. Give us a call at 800-933-9698.
Ag News Now. Agriculture Today.
Price stability is essential for a sound and stable economy and supports the well-being of all Americans. This theme came through loud and clear at our Fed Listens events. The past 5 years have been a painful reminder of the hardship that high inflation imposes, especially on those least able to meet the higher costs of necessities.
Speaking recently at the Jackson Hole event, the chairman of the Federal Reserve, Jerome Powell.
Our 2020 statement said that we would mitigate shortfalls rather than deviations from maximum employment. The use of shortfalls reflected the insight that our real-time assessments of the natural rate of unemployment, and hence of maximum employment, are highly uncertain. The later years of the post-global financial crisis recovery featured employment running for an extended period above mainstream estimates of its sustainable level, along with inflation running persistently below our 2% target. In the absence of inflationary pressures, it might not be necessary to tighten policy based solely on uncertain real-time estimates of the natural rate of unemployment. We still have that view, but our use of the term shortfalls was not always interpreted as intended, raising communications challenges. In particular, the use of shortfalls was not intended as a commitment to permanently forswear preemption or to ignore labor market tightness. Accordingly, we removed shortfalls from our statement. Instead, the revised document now states more precisely that the committee recognizes that employment may run at times above real-time assessments of maximum employment without necessarily creating risks to price stability. Of course, preemptive action would likely be warranted if tightness in the labor market or other factors pose risks to price stability.
And with the latest revisions in PPI and jobs numbers, Powell explains.
Consistent with the removal of shortfalls, we made changes to clarify our approach in periods where our employment and inflation objectives are not complementary. In those circumstances, we will follow a balanced approach in promoting them. The revised statement now more closely aligns with the original 2012 language. We take into account the extent of departures from our goals and the potentially different time horizons over which each is projected to return to a level consistent with our dual mandate. These principles guide our policy decisions today, as they did in the 2022 to 24 period, when the departure from our 2% inflation target was the overriding concern. In addition to these changes, there is a great deal of continuity with past statements. The document continues to explain how we interpret the mandate Congress has given us and describes the policy framework that we believe will best promote maximum employment and price stability. We continue to believe that monetary policy must be forward-looking and consider the lags in its effects on the economy. For this reason, our policy actions depend on the economic outlook and the balance of risks to that outlook. We continue to believe that setting a numerical goal for employment is unwise because the maximum level of employment is not directly measurable and changes over time for reasons unrelated to monetary policy. We also continue to view a longer-run inflation rate of 2% as most consistent with our dual-mandate goals. We believe that our commitment to this target is a key factor, helping keep longer-term inflation expectations well anchored. Experience has shown that 2% inflation is low enough to ensure that inflation is not a concern in household and business decision-making, while also providing a central bank with some policy flexibility to provide accommodation during economic downturns. Finally, the revised consensus statement retained our commitment to conduct a public review roughly every 5 years. There's nothing magic about the five-year pace. That frequency allows policymakers to reassess structural features of the economy and to engage with the public, practitioners, and academics on the performance of our framework. It is also consistent with several global peers.
It's Agriculture Today.
Manage your risk and take advantage of opportunities with StoneX. Utilizing StoneX's global presence to provide the best in market intelligence, a vast portfolio of risk management and marketing products, and a team of brokers who specialize in working with those in agriculture, StoneX provides the resources you need to make the best possible decisions. Learn more about the StoneX Advantage. Call Donna Hughes at 214-613-1688.
There's substantial risk to futures and options trading. Not all products are suitable for all producers.
When you raise dryland cotton, one of the only things you control is input costs. Reduce your seed costs by as much as 75% without sacrificing yield potential with BSD 9X cotton from Brownfield Seed in Dillenning. Perfectly adapted for dryland acres, BSD 9X is large seed and has excellent early season vigor and consistently yields at the top in university trials. Find out about BSD 9X by calling 806-637-6282 or visit brownfieldseed.com.